Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight from the Knoll Foundation Studios at Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here, and coming to the Temple Theater on the campus of Angelina College is Stomp, the highly energized national tour that is explosive, provocative, sophisticated, utterly unique, and will appeal to audiences of all ages. And joining me this morning is Rick Schiller, Executive Director of the Angelina Arts Alliance, to talk a little bit about this exciting show. Rick, thanks for joining me this morning.
Pleased to be here, Bill.
Okay, let's get into a little bit about, for those who are not familiar with what this show is all about, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. You almost have to be there and see it. But it's like a Broadway musical, except there's no music except percussion. It's percussion, it's movement, and it's visual comedy. And the performers, and there are eight of them, are musicians, yes, but it's all percussive, playing everything except percussion instruments. I mean, they play Zippo lighters and garbage can lids and basketballs and torn newspaper and rubber hoses. And so they make the music with beats and rhythms. They're not dancers, but they move like dancers. And it's kind of an urban, and they're not comedians, but it's very funny.
It's almost as if they've merged modern dance with acrobatics and break dance, you know, a lot of different genres, if you will, of artistic expression all blended together in this musical.
And it's very upbeat, very energetic, very exuberant. And you kind of have to just see it to feel it. And you really will feel it in that space. They bring, I mean, there are eight performers, but there are 15 crew members, lighting, sound. They have two big 18-wheelers full of scenery, kind of urban scenery. And they bring their own stage with them and their own microphones that mic the stage. It's just it's an hour and 45-minute show, no intermission, and it's just really fun. And it's great for all ages of people.
And part of the reason they bring their own stage is because of the way they're creating this percussiveness. You want to have a specifically designed stage to give you that rumble and that thumble and that roar.
The sound is as important as anything else. Of course, it's everything there is in that kind of a show. It's been around. It started in England in the early 90s. It's been on Broadway or off-Broadway in a small theater. This is going on its 19th year. Mm-hmm. And there are two national tours in the U.S. This one is coming to Lufkin is coming from New Jersey and then goes on to Kansas City. So it's dipping down into Texas to play Lufkin. And it's a worldwide sensation. It's been on the Emmy Awards. It's been on the Academy Awards. It's done dozens of commercials. It's a fabulous show, and we're lucky to have it in East Texas.
And this actually, doing a little research on this, I was not surprised so much as delighted that this was actually born out of a short bit that the two creators, who were Luke Cresswell and Steve McNichols, had created for a Bette Midler HBO special.
Right. And they also did a short film called Brooms, which was nominated for an Academy Award some years ago, and they used push brooms as one of their shticks in the show.
Now, you've said there's actually five national touring companies, and they're touring everywhere.
Well, worldwide. There are three that are touring in Australia and Europe and Asia and all over. Then there are two U.S. touring companies. And so they have two complete sets of scenery and performers.
And this has been going on for more than 15 years that they've been touring around the world like this?
Yes, exactly. It's opened in New York in 94, and I think they began touring. I mean, it sold out immediately and won all sorts of drama awards in the city as the most unique kind of theatrical experience as it was. You can't really call it a drama, can't call it a dance event, can't call it a Broadway musical, but you can call it a unique theater experience. And then immediately thereafter, it began its tours.
You know, this is a regular showcase in Vegas now, where they actually built their own $28 million complex, from what I understand.
It's a real brand. It's a real brand. You say Stomp, and everybody usually knows and may not have seen it. And the thing about it is that they keep updating it. Mm-hmm. So many people have seen Stomp before, but they updated a few years ago, and they have some new acts that keep the same favorites. But they continually update and make it fresh.
And of course, it's morphed into all kinds of other things. I know there's an anti-litter campaign.
Stomp Out Litter.
Yeah, that has swept the nation. And it even morphed last year into the Olympics. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was featured
in? Well, they were in the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, Stomp, yep, in London.
Which is appropriate, since it's a very athletic show.
Well, and this Stomp was created. Luke and Steve were our Brits.
Yeah.
It was created in London and spent a lot of time in Glasgow and Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And it started as a kind of a street festival. These two guys were doing, you know, street musicals. They had a street band called Pookie Snackenburger was the name of the group, and they had a theater group called Cliffhanger, and they were just doing a series of street comedy musicals, and it kind of evolved from that. And they've done soundtracks to films and IMAX films, mm-hmm, with the Stomp trademark percussion sound in it. And what's really unusual is that it's not drums. They don't use any percussive instrument anyone would know. It's all PCV tubes and a lot of floor work, of course. They even bring the kitchen sink in. They've got a...
mm-hmm. Excellent. Any other thoughts that you want to share with our audience about what they can expect?
Well, it's very unique. It's very energetic. And it's very fun. And it's very accessible. And we hope people will come and bring the whole family.
And you're going to have something going on special for the kids, right?
Yes, we have half price for kids, kids tickets.
So it's a great chance to get your kids out and see something really
unique.
It's
a wonderful family experience to share the memories of a theater-going experience together as a family.
Rick, I want to thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
That's Rick Schiller, Executive Director of the Angelina Arts Alliance. And they're presenting Stomp at the Temple Theater on the campus of Angelina College this Tuesday and Wednesday, April 2nd and April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. You can find out all the information on their website, angelinaarts.org, or you can call the box office at 936-633-5454. From the Knoll Foundation Studio, this has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.